The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The real answer here is Jalen Hurts, indeed, in terms of the most pressure out of these Alabama quarterbacks, because this is Jalen Hurts' trial year stats. Like, he, and to be clear, like, I don't even know it's 100% chance he starts the entire year. Like, the Deshaun Watson, you know, rumors have been out there. I don't think that can be viewed as a likelihood right now, obviously, given his situation. But, like, there's at least, like, I would say you have to, there's at least like a 5% chance like that Deshaun Watson could start games for the Eagles this year. So, but assuming that's not the case and it's Jalen Hurts, I mean, it's a make or break year for him. And I think if Jalen Hurts is anything less than convincing, that's the phrase I keep using, stats, to describe like how Jalen Hurts has to play this year. Like, that's where the bar is. He has to be like, he has to leave no doubt. If the Eagles have any kind of doubt that he can be this team's long-term franchise starting quarterback, then they have the assets to pivot as soon as next offseason. And I think they will. They will not like hesitate to do that. I think they will pivot very quickly. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean like they're cutting Jalen Hurts or they're trading Jalen Hurts immediately, but it means that they're going to seriously address that position next, as soon as next offseason. So I think Jalen Hurts is facing a ton of pressure this year.
Think about it. We say that like, oh, this is his year to prove it. But like, think about what that would actually be like from Jalen Hurts' perspective, right? You play your whole life, you work your whole life, you've been playing football to get to the NFL, and you finally do. You struggle and you claw and you finally get to the NFL. You get thrown in last season, you have some up and down games, and then you basically are told by everybody, the owner practically said it, if you believe that report, that this is it for you. You're going to get maybe 16 games. Maybe, like you said, we don't know. It could be less if he's really bad out of the gate, but like, this is your chance. And if you, it doesn't matter if guys get injured around you, it doesn't matter if how bad your defense is, any of that stuff. If you aren't convincing, like you said, all that work is lost. Like, you're done. That is your shot. Like, that is a ton of pressure. Imagine a game where Jalen Hurts throws two interceptions in the first half. Like, what's he going to be thinking on the sideline? Like, he could literally be watching something he worked his entire life for circle the drain. That is pressure.
I'm not worried about Hurts' mentality stats because that is very much where he has it. But to your point, like, I think the scope of the situation might just be like, it's unfair. Like, it's unfair to Jalen Hurts in that the Eagles, like, the roster isn't very good, stats. Like, they still have a lot of work here. This isn't like a made to win roster.
Doesn't matter.
I agree. I'm saying like it's not fair, and it's the reality of the situation. Like, it's tough. Like, you're gonna have to make the most of it. But I think a silver lining, though, in that regard for Hurts is that if he does succeed and thrives in spite of all that, well, that's just another thing in his favor. He's like, look, like, I thrived and I didn't even have a ton of stuff to work with here. So clearly I am the guy. So it could work in his favor if he really does succeed in spite of all that. But that's the problem. Like, he's not going to succeed just because the situation is great. The Eagles still have one of the worst receiving cores in the league, despite adding Devontae Smith. They still have issues. Like, they have an offensive line that if they stay healthy, great, but not a guarantee. The defense doesn't have a starting quarterback right now across from Darius Slay. Like, there are holes on this roster that, like, Jalen Hurts can play well and the team might not be amazing still because there's a lot of flaws here. And then obviously you have a first year coaching staff, very young, incredibly young coaching staff, like maybe the youngest coaching staff in the NFL under Nick Sirianni. So there's a lot to figure out here, and it might be unfair, but that's just the reality of the situation with Jalen Hurts this season.
Like, imagine all that stuff you'd name, like legitimate concerning things that will have a huge impact on the circumstances that Hurts is going to have to deal with. And it's like that scene in Goodfellas back. Did you ever see Goodfellas?
I have not, Stats. I know. Depressing.
Well, see, now I'm aging myself because the movie's like 30 years old now. But there's a scene where basically somebody, this guy takes a loan from a mob boss, and it comes time to pay the mob boss back. And as the narration goes in the movie, it's like, oh, business was down in your restaurant? Screw you. Pay me. Oh, yep. You had a fire, huh? Screw you. Pay me. Like, what doesn't matter what comes up, Jalen Hurts has to deliver. And we'll see if he does. And by the way, for Hurts and for Tua, since you mentioned the Alabama guys, part of it also is going to be what happens in college football this year, right? Because the better the prospects are coming out, the more convincing you have to be. Like, if you're Jalen Hurts and let's just say somebody pops up, Spencer Rattler, I don't know, one of these guys has like the Joe Burrow year, right, where he throws like 60 touchdowns. Well, then if Jalen Hurts was just sort of good, that you're probably, if you're Philly, you're going to be like, you know what? He wasn't good enough to pass up this guy. So that's all part of it too. There's so much of this that is out of Jalen Hurts' control that has to be frustrating.
Yeah, I think you framed it well there. Like, he has to play better than the alternatives. And the problem is for him, not the Eagles, is that the alternatives are many because the Eagles have these assets to trade for, mm-hmm. either established quarterback or trade up next year.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.